97.9 The Box is the Mad Hatter
Morning Show.
We're early in the year, which means everyone is going through their resolutions. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to be a better person. I ain't going to be angry as much. I'm going to go to work when I'm supposed to go to work and not take off so much time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So everybody goes through these resolutions. Well, JQ has his resolutions for you. And you know if it's JQ, you know it's going to be a little different. It's not going to be your usual resolutions. So JQ has the top 12 resolutions for the bedroom for 2015. JQ.
All right, check it out. We in January right now, America, and the cornerstone of any good sex resolution is to have more of it. You know what I'm saying? It's cold right now. It's freezing. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, take a few extra minutes to cuddle up in the morning and everything. That's when your sex drive is at its top. That's when it's at its peak. You've been walking all day and it's just hot when you wake up, man. So you need to have a little bit more sex in the morning when you wake up. And you're probably saying, JQ, I set my alarm, I'd actually be late to work. What you need to do is set your alarm 10 to 15 minutes earlier each morning so you can have a little time to dilly-dally with your mate. And if you have morning breath issues, have some of them little mint strips on side of the bed, so all you got to do is pop them in your mouth and go at it. So, January, this is what we're going to do. Sleep in a little bit, cuddle with your mate, have a little extra 10 to 15 minutes earlier on the alarm, and have some good old sex to start the morning out. And that's going to relieve the stress before you get to your stressful day. You're going to be a little bit more smoother. You know, if I pop one before I come in here, I'm going to be cool. Yeah.
Okay, JQ.
I don't care what's wrong.
Okay, all right.
Even if you get fired, you'd be like, really? Ah, I tried my best. Thank you, guy. All right, now we get to February. February is Valentine's month. So, man, you know, some people think it's the worst holiday ever, man. But think about it. Valentine's Day is showing appreciation, regardless if you're married, dating, or you're just hooking up, man. You know, so what you want to do is do some popular exercises, man. So you want to ask, you know, each other to focus on each other. Focus your attention on pleasing your partner in February, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all simple. Just pick a day where your partner is the center of attention. They definitely don't have to be on Valentine's Day. Just make every day. What if it's a bath, a massage, a little oral action?
Okay, JQ.
You know what I'm saying? God, you know, focus on bringing them as much pleasure as possible in February. All right. Now we get into March. Ha ha. It's an M. Sometimes you got to learn how to please yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you got to focus on that, man. Try touching yourself and learning about your body. You got to learn about your body. And then once you learn about your body, share that conversation with your mate on what makes you feel good so your mate can make you feel even better. That's in March. Feeling on yourself like Nicki Minaj. As we get to April, explore some porn together. Now, a lot of people are like, man, I don't want to
really
watch.
Resolution,
yes,
man.
Why not make April the month you learn about how to enjoy watching porn together, man? People say the best sexuality, you know what I'm saying, is watching adult entertainment. You learn things about your partner and yourself. It's something that might turn you on and bring a little something extra out of you. I'm trying to tell you, man. I know it might seem awkward at first, but try it. This is going down in the month of April. As we get to May, share a fantasy with your mate. You know what I'm saying? Sharing fantasy is basically playtime for adults, man. You know what I'm saying? You can go anywhere in your imagination. Your partner can take that journey with you, man. Set a few ground rules first. Each of you will share one at a time, and the other partner would just listen. Let's do that in May. Share your fantasies, like Ludacris say. What's your fantasy? All right? In June, let's try fantasy. You done shared it. You done said what it is. You know, you had them 30 days to prepare for it. Go and let that thing out, man. You want to make sure that you're on the same page. You know, start before the clothes start coming off, man. Suggest, you know, hey, you know what? This might be a little complicated. It might be out of my, you know, my conglomerate, but I'm going to go ahead and make it happen because I love you and everything.
All right, can you just stop right there?
I got six more.
Okay, I bet you do. Let's let people breathe.
I ain't even till July yet.
People breathe a little bit, and I'll let you do the next six next, bro.
Okay, next six after that. Because until the end of time, baby, you're going to be feeling good. Trust me, your relationship going to last longer. Listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth. I would not tell y'all nothing wrong, America. You probably say, JQ crazy. He don't know what he's talking about. But first, try it. And if it don't work, say, I don't know what I'm talking about. But I guarantee if you try it, you're going to be happier. Woo, you're going to be smiling. You see me smiling right now? Yeah.